Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A survival from his time in the military was believed to have been hiding out in the mountains of Washington State after investigators said he killed his three young daughters during a parental visit in May. They were murdered at a campsite near Leavenworth, Washington. Now human remains have been found in a remote area near Leavenworth. The local sheriff saying they are believed to be Decker's remains, but a positive ID is still pending. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An RFK Jr. handpicked CDC vaccine advisory panel recommending that a combination of measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox vaccine be split up into two shots, not given before age four. Sources tell ABC News President Trump's expected to fire the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia after his office was unable to find incriminating evidence of mortgage fraud against New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is ABC News. Probation and fines. That's the sentence Judge Gwendolyn Blue handed down to actor Gary Busey Thursday for a 2022 criminal sexual contact case. He appeared via Zoom from his California home. Busey pleaded guilty to one count of criminal sexual contact, and in exchange, three other counts were dismissed. ABC's Trish Hartman with the sentence.
81-year-old actor Gary Busey will serve 2 years of probation as ordered by a Camden County judge. When given the chance to speak before sentencing, he declined.
Do you want to say anything, sir?
I'm following my attorney's advice.
The allegations stemmed from his appearance at a horror film festival at a Cherry Hill hotel in 2022. Authorities allege he groped several women during a photo session with fans.
Hyundai is recalling more than 560,000 vehicles due to a seatbelt defect, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Buckles of certain models of the Palisade SUV may fail to latch. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76 with occasional drizzle, waves of rain tonight, maybe a thunderstorm early, a low of 60, periods of rain possible and thunderstorms Saturday, 73, Sunday, more moments of rain and thunder, and a high of 75. Currently at the WRCO studios, it is 62 degrees. That has been the temperature all through the morning. We have received a trace of precipitation, some light rain this morning. And once again, we're at 62 degrees in Richland Center. Today is Friday, September 19th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Lead me, you lead me, lead
Elvis Presley with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and Lead Me, Guide Me. Before that, the Oak Ridge Boys doing the honors for our national anthem. Here we are together again, friends. This Friday, are you ready to go? Oh, my goodness, yes. Wow, tell you, just woke up. We've had a couple of late-night volleyball matches that have gone all five sets. And really, that's somewhat of a rarity in volleyball. Most of the time, it's a sweep or four sets, but yeah, 2-5 in a row on the radio, and the Richland Center winning last night over River Valley in a really hotly contested match. Plus, the Brewers won again, and the Cubs lost, so the Brewer magic number reduced to 4. We'll have details about that coming up when we check sports in about 10 minutes or so. Hope you're having a great day, and here we go. The countdown to the weekend is on. Lighten the Milk House Show, lighten up the Friday morning. Here is Alabama.
Hey, baby, won't you take my hand and make me a happy man? I ain't rich, but I found my fortune in you. Two jobs on a nighttime shift. I'm still left with an empty fist. But my heart is full and my love is true. We can still get married in the style of our friends and family. Gather all of them to celebrate while we slip out quietly. And have a hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. Have a hometown honeymoon. Just me and you. Sing and laugh out loud. Lifestyles of the poor but proud. Cuddle up on the porch and enjoy the view. We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. We'll make a wish by the light of a lover's moon. I'll get my grandma's wedding ring and my brother's chevalier. Stay at your mama's house. We don't have to go away. To have a hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon. Dancing to the rhythm of a love. That's all we need. Hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon. Just me and you. Hometown honeymoon. Got a church and up to your moon. We'll have a cold down afternoon. Dancing to the rhythm of a love.
I will come true. How long must I be second choice and love you like I do? Someone new, but I'll wait around while you play around and have your fun. Maybe someday you'll make second choice. You're one and only one.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., Auction Specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor,
large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. Downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists in Mineral Point, LLC.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
Currently in Richland Center, 62 degrees. It is time for us to check sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters today. Last night in high school volleyball, Richland Center was a winner, outlasting River Valley 3-2. Kickapoo swept Weston, and Lafarge was a winner 3-2 over Weston. Lancaster 3-1 over Prairie du Chien. Waseca Steuben beat North Crawford 3-2. Highland 3-1 over Cassville. Platteville swept Dodgeville last night in high school volleyball, and Hillsboro, a winner by sweep over Nisida. High school boys soccer, River Valley edged Dodgeville Mineral Point 2-1. Platteville Lancaster 10-0 over the Prairie du Chien Cooperative. And also in baseball last night, Christian Yelich went 2-for-4 and collected his 100th RBI of the season as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the LA Angels 5-2 Thursday. Yelich doubled home Bryce Terang as part of the Brewers' three-run outburst in the seventh inning that broke a 2-all tie. This marks Yelich's first 100 RBI season since his MVP campaign in 2018. The Brewers completed a three-game sweep and reduced their magic number for clinching the National League Central to 4. The Angels have lost 7 straight. Cincinnati was a winner over the Cubs, 1-0. The Mets 6-1 over San Diego. Miami 9, Colorado 7. The Dodgers 2, and San Francisco 1. In the American League, Cleveland 3-1 over Detroit. Tampa Bay 4, Toronto 0. The Athletics 5-3 winners against Boston. Seattle 2, Kansas City 0. And the Yankees 7-0 over Baltimore. In the NFL last night, it got started with another weekend and a 31-21 win for Buffalo over Miami. From the WNBA scoreboard, Indiana over Atlanta, 87-85, and Las Vegas beat Seattle, 74-73. And that is an update on sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
The aerobic polka is a patented part of the Light in the Milk House show. It is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmick. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
521. Yes, after having a hip replaced this summer, I've really made a comeback, and I would guess my polka dancing is about maybe 80% of what it used to be. So, and I never could dance well, but sometimes it's kind of like singing. You just have to be willing to try it. Here we go. One and a two and a... Hey, yeah.
We'll be right back.
my goodness there. Whenever you need a real shot of polka adrenaline, you call upon the Plain Hot Shots. That was the Rain, Rain Polka. And it sounds like we're going to have some rain, rain coming up over the next few days. Today, humid with off and on showers, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 76. Occasional showers tonight, maybe a thunderstorm early and a low of 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm and a high of 74. Saturday night, rain likely with rumbles of thunder too and a low of 57. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few showers or thunderstorms possible and a high of 75. 78 on Monday with a 50% chance of showers. So it appears we're going to be going through a rainy stretch. Right now we're at 61 degrees. We have picked up just a trace of rain, a little bit of light stuff early this morning. Like the Mel Cow Show, about 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. And take away their feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, Remori, my darling, when spring is in the air and the fall head birds all whispering everywhere, when you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk. Some trees so the birds won't have to sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around. And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean. And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen. How about a little, so the birds won't have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And how about some common sense that won't be blocking traffic in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds all whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk. There's Tennessee bird walk.
Chirp, chirp.
There's Tennessee bird walk.
Chirp, chirp.
That's Tennessee bird walk.
Cornelius on WRCO. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, and Auxiliary will have annual Buddy Puppy Drive today, coinciding with POW MIA Remembrance Day. VFW Post 2267 members and Auxiliary will be out and about at different locations today with the Buddy Poppies in need of donations, which are used for veterans' unmet needs. So look for them today. Oneewoc Grace Community Church will have a rummage sale today and tomorrow. That happens between 8 and 4 both days. Right now in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and it is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Two state ag leaders say they're glad to see USDA is considering all options to help farmers navigate a tough ag economy, including ad hoc assistance. Wes Ward, the ag secretary in Arkansas, tells Brownfield.
It's a question of what does it look like, how big is it, and when does it come?
Ward says farmers in his state are hurting.
With our row crop industry, we're looking at about a $1.5 billion economic loss.
Tom Peterson, ag commissioner in Minnesota, says it's also tough for crop farmers in his state.
Bankruptcies are high. Our mediation last month were four times what they were in August of last year.
Peterson says it's also unclear how new ad hoc assistance will be funded.
Some of those pots of money where we've had dollars before now don't have those dollars in it, so that we're going to need congressional action to maybe appropriate that money, so it could take a while.
He says any ad hoc assistance or new trade deal is needed quickly. An Extension Grain Market economist sees some glimmers of hope in the corn market. Ed Ussett with the University of Minnesota says it'll take time to eat through an anticipated huge U.S. crop.
But demand is good, and strong demand will at least stabilize things.
He tells Brownfield there are questions about how big U.S. corn production will be.
Sometimes we get surprised at the number of bushels out there, and that could make for a nice rally after harvest, or we might revisit the lows if we find out the crop is even bigger.
Ussett says despite USDA trimming its corn yield projection in last week's supply and demand report, an increase in harvested acreage resulted in a record-high production estimate of 16.8 billion bushels. The president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says the U.S. pork industry can build on its strong relationship with South Korea. Josh Mashoff says tariff-free trade has helped develop it into pork's third-largest export market.
State the size of Indiana with 52 million people is the equivalent of what South Korea looks like, so it's pretty dense. And just an overall great demand for U.S. product. They look to the U.S. for quality, and they're very focused on how can they put it in convenient delivery methods for their consumers.
He tells Brownfield that the desire for convenience rather than additional cuts provides the biggest opportunity for growth.
Marinated pork products. Today they import those as fresh cuts. It'll go to a further processing unit where they're making them into marinated home meal replacements. And so being able to make those domestically here to be shipped over there is an opportunity.
Mashoff says nearly 40% of South Koreans live alone, which has been a main demand driver for the individualized meals that are comparable to frozen meals found in local grocery stores. And the USDA says China has purchased U.S. pork for 2 weeks in a row. Beef, corn, soybean, and wheat export sales were also above week-ago levels. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day busy and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade picked up steam Thursday afternoon. Deals were reported in parts of Nebraska at $370, $6 lower than the previous week's weighted average. Other dress deals were noted at $376 even on the week. A few more bids were on the table in Kansas and Texas, but below the current asking price of $240 plus. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, compared to last week, steers and heifers sold mostly steady. Several loads of yearlings highlighted the sale. The USDA says demand was good and supply was light to moderate. Feeder supply included 46% steers and 72% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 601 to 644 pounds brought 404 to 43240 with an average price of $421.13. Medium and large one feeder heifers 502 to 503 pounds brought $369 to $400 with a weighted average price of $384.52. Box beef closed sharply lower. Choice was down $237 at $385.81 and select was $506 lower at $361.31. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Global demand for pork is relatively solid despite China's sporadic purchases, even though the USDA reported that China has purchased pork for 2 weeks in a row. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct were 111 lower with a base range of $95 to $108 with a weighted average price of $105.60. Iowa, Minnesota was 83 cents lower with a weighted average price of $106.13. The Western Corn Belt was 80 cents lower with a weighted average price of $106.16. The Eastern Corn Belt did not report due to confidentiality reasons. Butcher hogs were steady to lower at the Midwest cash markets. Barrows and gilts were steady at $75. Sows were trending a dollar lower at $69 to $75. Boars were marked at $25. At the Illinois market, barrows and gilts were steady at $63 to $73. Sows were steady at $69 to $81. And boars were marked at $18 to $35. Pork values closed 97 cents higher at $111.95. Loins, picnics, hams, and bellies were higher. Ribs and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were supported by supply tightness ahead of Friday's USDA cattle on-feed report, and lean hog futures were mixed mostly firm with pork up at midday, but that has been inconsistent. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cattle trade Thursday was mostly at 370 and 376 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw harvest pressure. November beans were down 6.25 at 1037 and a half. January was 6.5 lower at 1056 and a half. December corn was 3 lower at 423 and 3 quarters. March was down 3 at 441 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of Friday's on feeder port. October live was 127 higher at 232.37. December was up 147 at 234.15. October feeders were 260 higher at 351.72. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. October lean was up 15 at 97.47. December was 5 higher at 87.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Turning a greenhouse gas into electricity today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Marilyn Hershey and her husband operate a 900-cow dairy near Cochranville, Pennsylvania. Hershey is the board chair for Dairy Management Incorporated, which manages the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey says they added a methane digester to their farm in 2017.
It converts the manure from the cows into electricity. And when we first started looking into this, biofuel was very new, would have cost us a lot of money to get that compressed natural gas to the pipeline. And so we ended up going towards the electricity route.
Hershey says the farm also turns food and beverage waste into fuel for the digester or a feed supplement for the cows. She says a veterinary expert told her it was a great way to curb greenhouse gases.
He didn't have an exact figure, but he said it could be up to 10 times less emissions going into the air by running it through the cow as opposed to letting it stew in the landfill. So I feel like that's also a way that we're able to recycle and incorporate some environmental practices on the farm.
Hershey says these practices help the farm be more economically sustainable as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The founder of Illinois-based Rosebud Ice Cream says winning Midwest Dairy's Accelerator Program this year is helping get dairy products into more hands. Sam Rose says a $20,000 grand prize comes at a time when the business is expanding nationally.
We're using this prize to help us scale our production and improve our manufacturing significantly, which is really exciting.
Sydney Hare with Midwest Dairy tells Brownfield, Rosebud's kid-friendly soft serve and pouches and readiness to expand set them apart.
We narrowed it down to four businesses, and they entered this eight-week program. Tons of mentorship, industry connections, and resources provided from Midwest Dairy and Venture Fuel to help launch their business a little bit farther into the market.
Joe says the experience changed his perspective on dairy innovation.
Having access to improve on my professional network to talk to these folks who are experts in their field, and their insight is really beneficial in business. And so being put into that position was really great for me.
Hare says the overall goal of the program is to expand dairy demand by supporting new consumer-reaching uses. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday with limited activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 2 cents at 63 cents. Blocks were down a quarter of a cent at $1.68 and a quarter. Barrels unchanged at $1.64. Butter down a half a cent at $1.80 and a half, and unfat dry milk unchanged at $1.14 and a half. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Hello, kids. Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're headed toward a high of 76 today, so it'll be a bit cooler than yesterday. But we do have, it looks like, some showers and thunderstorms in line for us. East to southeast winds at 5 to 13. Tonight, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm early and a low of 60. Saturday, a high of 74, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers. Saturday night, rain likely with rumbles of thunder and a low of 57. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few showers or thunderstorms and a high of 75. We've had a trace of precipitation early on this morning. The air is calm and it is 61 degrees here in Richland Center.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show only on WRCO.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm.
ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Tony's weather coming up from the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO. Here is Ricky Van Shelton.
If she seems cold and bitter, then I beg of you, just stop and consider all she's gone through. Don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-
2121. Also see current Reynolds feed and supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels Band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like we're in for some cloudy, humid, and wet weather off and on here the next 3 or 4 days. Thanks to a large low-pressure system currently centered in South Dakota, it will just slowly move to the east the next couple of days and bring us waves of showers. A few thunderstorms could be mixed in at times as well. However, it does not look like severe weather will occur with this particular weather system, but still some locally heavy rain possible at times. Generally thinking a good inch to an inch and a half should fall through Monday, with a few spots possibly getting over 2 inches. Temperatures, meanwhile, will stay relatively mild here, a few degrees above normal, cooling down to close to normal as we get toward the mid portion of next week. Here's that forecast for today: generally dreary and humid with some off and on showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High temperature about 76, wind out of the east southeast near 10 miles per hour. Occasional showers tonight, maybe a thunderstorm mixed in early, low at 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still humid, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 74, and the wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Saturday night, more rain, low temperature 57, and Sunday, mostly cloudy with a few showers or thunderstorms possible, high in the mid-70s. Monday, mostly cloudy and still rather warm with a low of 57, high of 78. There's a 50% chance of showers at times, maybe a thunderstorm. Tuesday overall looks drier, but still a few passing light showers and mostly cloudy skies. Low 57, high 74. Finally, more sunshine on Wednesday. Partly sunny, low 56 with a high of 72. And Thursday looks like a nice fall day with a mix of sun and clouds. Low 49 with a high at 71. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 61 degrees. Yesterday, we had a high of 87 here at the studios. We did pick up a quick trace of rain. A record high for September 19th, 94 in 1955. Record low, 29 in 1959. Last year's high was 84 and the low, 52. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 7 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 6:46. The air's calm barometer is at 29.98 right now. And also, we have received a trace of precipitation again this morning. With cloudy skies, we're down to our overnight low. It is 61.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. The news from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. The Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 61 degrees. Good morning. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact